It's the Drew Grimaldi Podcast! Welcome to the Drew Grimaldi Podcast. We have a great show for you guys tonight. A lot of crazy shit happening in the world. So, there's a lot going on right now, especially with Joe Biden and his classified document scandal. So, this administration is the first administration to ever make it a precedent to go after a president. Or go after anybody, for that matter, for mishandling classified documents. And the biggest thing with all of this is that Joe Biden got caught with the exact same thing. He got caught with doing exactly what Donald Trump did, only worse, because Joe Biden was vice president, which means he didn't have declassification privilege. The only thing that Donald Trump has to say is, I declassified these documents. And that's all that needs to be said for him to win that argument. But they'd still decide to go after him. And this would not be a story had he not politicized the Department of Justice and sent them after his political opponents. Now, with that being said as well, there's a lot of speculation that this is a deep state ploy to get Joe Biden out of the race in 2024. Listen, he's done the exact same thing as President Trump. He's not going to run in 2024. Maybe Trump shouldn't run in 2024. I think Trump should run in 2024 if Joe Biden runs. I think that the Democrats are probably trying to reset the scale. And when I say that, what they're trying to do is this. They want to bring in a new candidate. And they want to pretend like everything that Joe Biden did didn't happen. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to start criticizing their own party for what they did. This is a deep state ploy to get Joe Biden out of the way. This right here is Joe Biden speaking on the matter. Let's listen.
Mr. President.
Okay.
Classified material. Next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like we're sitting on the street. But anyway, yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center.
What?
The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done,
as was
the
done,
Department of Justice
what?
Was immediately notified, and the lawyers
what?
Arranged
the
for
saying?
The Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident. Thank you very much.
So he ran away from questions at the end there. That's a legitimate question. You know, he was on, and I did it in the last episode, I showed it, the video of him saying it was so irresponsible of the way President Trump handled these documents. And this asshole is handling them the same way. These people are sitting here, and I'm not for George Santos, I think that George Santos is a complete black eye to the Republican Party, and he needs to go. But this, the whole virtue aspect of it is this, is that, okay, we let him go. We might lose the seat again because, you know, in the Democrat district, they'll say, oh, this guy, you know, cheated to get here. And, you know, it's all about the majority right now. But the fact of the matter is this. The Republican Party is much better than that. But what Joe Biden said there was this. Was, hey, listen, I lock mine in my garage with my Corvette. Now, there has never been any type of legal thing that says, oh, you know, this needs to be kept like a Corvette. These classified documents, as long as they're locked in a garage. Now, keep in mind that Donald Trump kept his documents in a safe in a locked container. And he was actually president. Joe Biden does not have declassification authority, and he's sitting here fucking spewing this bullshit. I mean, this guy literally, the only reason that this is even a story is because they're going after Donald Trump this hard for the same thing. So going into 2024, if you have deep state Joe Biden and Donald Trump run against each other, you have two presidential candidates running against each other that both have special counsels going on. They appointed a special counsel to Joe Biden once the story broke with the public. Now, this next one here is KJP. Take a listen.
Thanks, Karine. In the statement from the special counsel about the second set of documents, it said the lawyers have completed the ongoing review by the president's legal team last night. Does that mean there are no other locations where documents could be stored? There's no other search underway at this moment in time for documents from the vice president's time?
So as I'm just going to, again, that statement pretty much lays it out, that they have, as part as the lawyers, they look through the places where documents could have been stored, and the counsel's office released a statement on that. Now it is in the hands of the special counsel.
So we should assume that it has been completed?
You should assume that it's been completed, yes.
Okay, and I just want to square something that Chris was asking about. The review was underway when you guys gave a detailed statement about the first set of documents. The review was underway when the president spoke about the first set of documents. You're now saying that you didn't talk about the second set of documents discovered almost a month prior because the review was underway.
So much for transparency.
Like, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
like, the review was underway the entire time. The only difference was that reporters had information on the first set of documents, and therefore you chose to exclude the second set of documents until reporters got information on the second set of documents.
Well, let me unconfuse you for a second, Phil. Look, we are trying to do this by the book. And I said yesterday this was under review by the Department of Justice, and the process is as such. When the president's lawyers realized that the documents existed, that they were there, they reached out to the archives. They reached out to the Department of Justice. Rightfully so, may I add. That is what you're supposed to do as lawyers. That's what they did. And they have fully been cooperating with the Department of Justice. And again, I said this earlier in answering a question. You heard from the Attorney General. He said shortly after the documents were discovered, we did outreach, the president's lawyers did outreach to the Department of Justice and archivists.
Nobody's questioning that. That's not what we're asking about. We're asking about...
I'm telling you that there's a process. I just laid out what the process is. And I'm telling you that we were trying to do this by the book, and it was an ongoing process. I'm not going to get beyond that, but that is how this works.
How can you say this was transparent when you've sat on this information for more than 2 months?
You can't call it transparent.
So, you can't call it transparent. And that's the biggest thing. With these people, they will do something stupid like this, you know, but she's legitimately gaslighting everybody. Like, everybody knows that this is what's going on. You'd have to be blind to not know this is going on. And that they go, oh, this isn't going on. The southern border isn't happening. None of this is happening. I mean, it is just the dumbest thing. They think we're dumb. They think we're dumb. That's it. They think we are fucking retarded. Joe Biden, this scandal is bigger for Joe Biden than it is Donald Trump. Truthfully, because like I've said before, I've said it, but Donald Trump had declassification authority. All he has to say is, well, you found documents. Well, I declassified them. That's all he has to say to win that argument. But Joe Biden, as vice president, did not have any authority to declassify anything. He should have never taken classified documents with him. And that's the point. Is that this double standard that exists in politics, in American politics, where Hillary Clinton gets caught, she's subpoenaed for her emails. Oh, her emails. That's what the liberal, they throw in your face. Oh, but her emails. Well, you know, she didn't win the 2016 election, but if she did, the emails would still be a fucking big deal. This whole thing is just a joke. They're gaslighting us. They want us to get pissed because they know that if they ran half of the country, or they have half of the country, and in bad economic times like now, probably 60% of the country that are on government handouts, they're going to be sucking from that fucking teat all day. But these people, they're power hungry. That's what the Democrats are. They're power hungry. As somebody who has voted Democrat before, you know, I voted for Barack Obama twice, and I regret that. But I know now that I was misled thoroughly, 100% thoroughly. And had I actually known the facts, instead of being indoctrinated as a kid, I would have never voted for that guy. Because the communist agenda in the United States is far more dangerous than any one party. But the communist agenda makes a lot of people a lot of money. And that rot, that corruption and that rot goes a lot deeper than just Democrats It's Democrats and Republicans. So it brings me to my next video. So I feel like KJP got really lit up there, but this one here is KJP talking about Ron DeSantis.
Repeat what I said, which is Governor DeSantis has made a mockery of the system, and he has consistently and constantly, as many of you have reported, has done political stunts, has not helped to address the issue, but has instead decided to put the lives of migrants who are coming here for a better life at risk. And that's what we have seen from this governor. Look, and I'm happy to repeat what I said, which is
okay, that's wild, right? Is that Ron DeSantis was one of many conservative governors, and actually there was a Democrat governor recently from Colorado, I believe, that sent migrants to another fucking state because their states are getting overwhelmed. You know, like, we look at local governments, you know, we don't want a big government, we want our local governments. That's what the United States is all about, local governments. And these people, they have overrun the local governments by gaslighting. There could be a video of it happening, of immigrants loading onto a plane. The reporter steps onto the plane, photographs it. You know, they go to whatever location, Martha's Vineyard, wherever they're going, Wisconsin, Michigan. They get off the plane, and then they're at their free will. That's what they do. They just ship them everywhere. And then all of a sudden, it's a local government's problem. The local government now has to worry about all these fucking illegal immigrants and the homeless that are now in their town that don't even fucking speak our language. And they're sitting there going, well, you know, we have this problem with illegal immigrants. We'll ship them up to fucking, you know, California, wherever there's a sanctuary city. I mean, it's insanity. And there's Democrat governors doing this too. Like I said, Democrat governors are sitting there going, close the fucking border. I don't know what the fuck Joe Biden's doing with the border. I have no idea. Barack Obama was called deporter in chief. I mean, fuck. That's the only reason he probably got reelected, is because he actually gave a fuck about the southern border. It's disgusting what these people have done to our country. Fuck. Continuing on. So, there's been this ongoing crazy shit by the left. The Democrats are so climate friendly, so climate something something, that they're like, okay, hey, we need to ban gas stoves. They're just bad for the environment and all of that. And this is fucking hilarious. This is AOC fucking saying some of the stupidest shit I've ever heard out of anybody's mouth. And you sit there and you go, she's running the country? I want you to listen to this. This is fucking crazy.
I do think it's funny, the like absolute utter Republican meltdown, where they're like, you can take my gas stove or my cold dead hands, or how dare you talk about gas stoves? You have a gas stove. First of all, I rent, period. Second of all, though, it doesn't even matter, because by that logic, these are the same people who would have said we should have never gotten rid of leaded gasoline.
What?
Just because someone may have driven a gasoline car. Science evolves and gives us new knowledge with time. I do think it's funny that,
what
like,
absolutely. Fuck. Okay. Where do you even begin? Well, the Republicans say that I have a gas stove, but I rent, so. What the fuck does that mean? You still use a gas stove, you dumb fucking. I don't know. She's hot. AOC is hot. I'd love to see her tits, but the truth of the matter is that she is dumb as shit. There is no room in this country for communists. And, I mean, talk about just so far from reality. I mean, just talk about so far from reality. You know, just talking about, oh, you know, the Republicans, and I have a cousin that always brings it up, that the Democrats will say something fucking completely outrageous, like, oh, we're going to ban gas stoves. And then the Republicans start going, why the hell do the Democrats want to ban gas stoves? And then the Democrats go, why are Republicans so obsessed with gas stoves? And the cycle repeats. It repeats. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? Why are we even having this conversation? Why are we talking about gas stoves? Because you brought up gas stoves. That's why we're talking about gas stoves. I mean, and it's stupid. I mean, their argument for it's fucking retarded. But my next piece here is former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. I absolutely hate the guy. He's a terrible fucking rhino. He's such a piece of shit. The guy lost, him and Mitt, the rhinos. The reason that the Republican Party is adapting and stuff like that is because the rhinos lost to these pieces of shit. If you lose to Barack Obama and Joe Biden, the fact of the matter is that, especially, I mean, Obama had the same problems that we have going on right now. High gas prices. They're like, how is this guy ever going to get reelected? But that's when the censorship started, and that's when things started. And the censorship is what's killing America. You know, the left has destroyed free speech. The country that we know and love is no longer. I've done this show live for several weeks now, and I've gotten completely banned and removed from YouTube. And I pray to God Twitch doesn't do it, but they might. In which case, I gotta find another one. And I just find it disgusting that you have these pieces of shit like Paul Ryan. That, like, this guy, Paul Ryan, was the guy who destroyed the Republican Party. This guy is what they still bring up. This is what most Democrats still bring up. They go, oh, well, Republicans are for heavy corporate tax breaks and then, you know, penalizing the middle class. That's Paul Ryan. And that's no longer the Republican Party. And people need to realize that, that, like, things adapt. That, like, the party of Trump is not the same party as George W. Bush. Most of the people in the party would sit there and fucking hate George W. Bush. They hate the guy. Because he's fucking put just a bad name in everybody's... At the end of you know, before Barack Obama was elected, I have never seen a president more hated than that. But then... when Donald Trump got elected, the Democrats put out a slander, and they knew that he didn't have the government experience and stuff like that. So they attacked him on, like, the intelligence level, on, like, you know, the CIA attacked him and all that shit. And so it was like, you know, I showed it on several episodes ago, but, you know, Chuck Schumer is sitting there going, you bite the CIA, you bite the intelligence community, they have a way of biting back. And, you know, the CIA has overthrown more governments than we know what to do with, but there's a certain stupid population out there that still goes with the Democrat Party. I'll tell you what, when they decide to come back to the middle and actually start to make sense, which I thought was going to happen in 2020, but when you brought abortion back on the table, things got a little bloody. But if abortion wasn't on the table, yeah, the red wave would have happened. And you almost wonder if what happened with the Supreme Court, you know, they kept saying, oh, they're talking about Ginny Thomas, you know, texting people. Okay, so why would they repeal Roe v. Wade? I mean, I don't give a fuck if you get an abortion, honestly. Religiously... I mean, nobody, I hope nobody wants that. If you do want that, you probably can murder a murderer anyways. You probably have those tendencies. But there are certain exceptions where people need to be able to do that, where, you know, if they were raped, incest, whatever. And I think that's the biggest point. But continuing on. So this is Kash Patel, a Trump.
Where the?
All right. All right. So this is Kash Patel, who was a Trump appointed. I want you to hear this. This is him on the Russiagate scandal. Listen to this.
These classified documents came from Sharmella, Eric. Sharmella was head of the Ukraine-Russia desk in the office of the
Stop.
Vice
Stop.
President.
Stop. Stop.
Time on
Stop.
Susan
you don't mean. Price. You don't mean. You're not talking about the whistleblower, right? You couldn't possibly be the first impeachment whistleblower.
Watermelon head sidekick and his later pal Vindman were in the office of the vice president. Now, Steve, as I say in my new book, Government Gangsters, there are no coincidences. Remember, Sharmella was the guy who rigged the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor with Joe Biden as vice president. The receipts, as you say, the emails have been put out by the fake news media. Thanks for doing that, by the way, with Sharmella's name on them, where he documents the transactions going back and forth between Joe Biden and the State Department and the Ukraine. It's unbelievable. So fast forward, do you know where Sharmella is right now? He is a deputy at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence under Avril Lavigne. Do you think these people don't stay in these positions to masquerade as government gangsters and deep state actors and then say they're doing America's work? This is why I said Joe Biden's days about classified documents are just beginning. And here's the leverage point. Here's the scary thing. Let's get down to reality. Our enemies now have the CCP, Russia, and the Ukraine have immense leverage over the Biden family and what's in these documents. Because do you think for one reason they don't know that Joe took these documents and the contents of them? Joe Biden is now commander in chief. His son needed to be prosecuted a long time ago. And now our White House is compromised by our number one enemy, the CCP, because these documents, as has been leaked to the media, speak directly to our most sensitive compartmented information, our most intelligence, our sensitive intelligence in the world as it relates to the CCP in the Ukraine. It is not a coincidence these government gangsters act in concert. And I said yesterday on your show, they better be raiding every single place of business that Joe Biden ever sat in. And this Congress better be subpoenaing every single government gangster on it.
Cash, hang on a second. We want to hold you through the next block. We have Cash Patel, who gave a called shot yesterday.
So,
when these classified documents,
I find that to be pretty telling, right? You have all these Biden documents, and you know the Penn Center where you know Biden had his office after he was vice president. His son had the access to everything. He's got all these classified documents everywhere. Yet, they were just trying to go after Donald Trump for doing something even less of that. That's the only reason that this is a big story. But the point is that everything that they accused Donald Trump of being like a foreign agent and all that stuff, that's Russian disinformation. Classic. Accuse your opponent of what you're doing. And that's what the Democrats do. They are so compromised by China, who is in bed with Russia. And these people just sit here and they spew this bullshit. Our Western media produces more bullshit for Ukraine than I've ever seen in my life. I showed in the last video, a Ukrainian guy, or in the last episode, I showed a Ukrainian fella, several, who were being Ukrainian Russian speakers that were being abused by the Russian or by the Ukraine military. And I think at the end of all of this is that we just want accountability. Is this: if the United States spends any dollar, whether it be a dollar, $10, $20, thousands of dollars, the American people want accountability for it. Is that they're just giving our shit away to all these countries that don't give a fuck about us. And that's the point. Continuing on. So we got Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg. Apparently, this motherfucker thinks that...
underpass was constructed...
that roads... are racist. This is our transportation sector. This is the guy, the reason that we had a close down of all of these fucking flights on Christmas and Thanksgiving. This guy was on paternity leave. The guy's gay. And he sucks. Which is the only reason he is where he is. Although if it was a white guy who was straight, he'd be already be out of a fucking job. But this guy, listen to this. He claims that fucking roads are racist.
Or if an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by. But that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality. And I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work. Or if
he was a straight white guy, he would be out of a fucking job. He's the worst fucking possible. The Democrats, they do not hire people on merit, right? What did Martin Luther King say? He goes, I want a country where people hire based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Joe Biden goes out and hires a VP based on the color of her skin and her gender. And everybody wonders why she sucks. Well, here's Pete Buttigieg. And Buttigieg is the exact same thing. If this was a normal white guy, a straight white guy, he'd be fucking out on his ass on a job. They would have just, oh, you want paternity leave? This guy turned down key meetings during his paternity leave, which led to the baby formula shortage and all this. This guy is a fucking piece of shit. All right. But Pete Buttigieg knows what he's doing, right? I mean, all of these people know what they're doing. Because at the end of the day, you have two narratives, right? You have the Democrat and the Republican. And the truth is always somewhere down the middle. It's always somewhere down the middle. But you have the Democrat Party that is literally just playing to its far left people. Bad gas stoves. We're trying to save the world. We're trying to save the planet. What fucking... These people just don't get it. There's certain X's and O's in economics. I had some amazing economics teachers in college, economics professors. But my basic, the most basic economics understanding, they'll never vote fucking Democrat. Democrats are based on feelings, not facts. And in a marketing standpoint, people may never remember a name, a face, a place, where they were exactly in the scheme of things, but they always remember how they felt. They always remember how things made them feel. And that's what people remember. And that's why I feel the Republican Party needs to be more accepting of everybody. Because it's all about freedom of everything. We want to bring libertarians into this party. And the Democrats, they're terrible. I mean, they're just fucking awful any way you split it. Alright, so here's my last one here for tonight, and then I'm going to get off here. So, with the Fauci files that were released on Twitter, I've said it before, people are dying from the vaccine. People are dying from the vaccine. If you haven't seen, and I told my buddies that I'd do a review of it, so Died Suddenly was in, I watched it. It was a documentary. It's called Died Suddenly. And you hear all these cases, and I feel like it's exploding right now. With all these, oh, so-and-so died suddenly, so-and-so died suddenly, died suddenly, died suddenly. And you're like, fuck, why are all these people dying suddenly? It's because of the vaccine. The vaccine. Okay, so in this documentary, and I'm not going to show you guys any videos of it, it's fucking disgusting, but what happens is this, is that they show these coroners, or these like funeral home people. What they do is they normally go in when they start embalming bodies through the carotid artery right here, right? So what they do is they start doing it. So once they do that, they have a process of filtering out the blood. Well, ever since 2021, when the vaccines took effect, all these funeral people start saying, like, my machines to embalm the bodies keep blocking up. Like they can't pump throughout the body. So they go in and they look at it and they're like, what the fuck's going on in this artery? And they're pulling out these fucking like 13-inch long blood clots. But they're not blood clots. That's what's fucked up about it. They're not blood clots because they're fibrous blood clots. They're white fibrous blood clots. So there's these fucking 13-inch things that are growing in people's fucking shit. And it's like, this is so fucking dangerous. I would never fucking take the vaccine at all. Right? And I'm 33% of the nation right now. That's what's fucking crazy, is I'm 33% of the nation. It's over probably even more than that. They say 80% of the population is vaccinated at this point. Oh my God. You want to talk about depopulation? What a bioweapon. And that's what Bill Gates and all these New World Order people have been talking about, is depopulation, depopulation, depopulation. Well, here's Fauci and Neil Cavuto from Fox News. Mr. Cavuto is fucking terrible. He's one of the people that I say during daytime Fox News, it's fucking awful. He's what I talk about. But I want you guys to listen to this, because Neil Cavuto asks Dr. Fauci, how do you feel?
You know, no less than Elon Musk has said he has released the so-called Fauci files and talking about how the government and Twitter, for example, work closely to share messages on how you particularly were dealing or telling the public about the virus. He went on to say, my pronouns are hashtag Fauci.
Prosecute Fauci. He fucked that up.
I'm just wondering what you made of the world's richest man or second richest now going after you.
I have no idea what he's talking
claiming
about.
Claiming
I wish I did. I mean, I'm clueless about what he's referring to. He's talking about the Fauci files was supposed to come out last week. We now, at the end of this week, I just don't understand what he's doing. And I don't even think I should be addressing it because
so when he says what he's saying is to prosecute Fauci, that you were a little too cozy working in cahoots with Twitter and the government to provide a general response to all of this. But he's never released details of that. I don't know if that's forthcoming. But it's very similar to the kind of things Rand Paul has said about you in the United States Senate. Some of these House Republican members have said you made a bad situation worse. You're quite right to point out that at the time you were talking about this, we were losing hundreds of thousands of people a day and a week. But they pay no heed to that. And I'm just wondering how you feel about that, because that could drag on a while.
The vaccine kills more people.
Studies and investigations.
COVID.
Down to this Wuhan lab in China. It could drag on a long time.
Yeah, it could. And what will be. Like I said, Neil, and I'll repeat it again, I have a great deal of respect for the process of oversight. I have absolutely nothing to hide at all. I'll be able to defend everything that I've done. So a lot of people are spouting out a lot of things about me and Twitter. I don't have a Twitter account. I've never had a Twitter account. I don't intend on having a Twitter account. And I've had nothing to do with Twitter. So I don't know what they're talking about when they say that, Neil. I just don't. I'm puzzled.
You know,
I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Fauci has lied every step of the way. Their funding is that, and they didn't even let Trump know about it when he was president. But they're taking, you know, funding and sending it over to China, Ukraine, to all these bio labs. That is the number one reason why we are in Ukraine right now. It's because of the U.S. bio labs. They don't want the Russians to get our bio lab technology for our biological weapons. We already had one released on the United States, and that was COVID-19. If you're an obese person who is obese and unhealthy, which the United States is known for, which is why they designed the virus that way, then you pass away from COVID-19. It was an attack on the American people. It was a bio attack on the American people. And at the end of the day, I just want people to know that I love you. I do. Is that we as Americans, we need to put this bullshit behind us, grab a Democrat, just pull them in. Just pull them into the club, because every single day I feel there are more and more people getting red-pilled than any time in history. And the American people are going to remember this. We are at a point in our country's history where the values in our Constitution and our country are being dismantled. They want to rewrite our history. They want to rewrite everything about America. They want to call everything that America does racist, because they want to tear down everything great that Americans have ever built. Democrats have always destroyed America. They have always chosen to destroy rather than build. That is why they will never win a national election without cheating. And that is where we are. Thank you guys so much for listening. Get out there, talk shit to a liberal today. Keep the faith. Keep God in your heart. Keep the faith, as I said. Thanks for listening.